Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Don?
Yep.
I'm here plugging away,
you
man.
There?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, we're right.
What are you doing for Halloween? Anything? What you got for Halloween?
Yeah, I'm going to take the grandkids out to, we have the football team over here, and they're going to do like a shindig for everybody. The old school, bobbing apples and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah,
take the little one out, the little 3-year-old out.
Hey, Rod.
The youngest. And show him around.
My youngest is seven now.
Wow. No new ones, right? No newborns? Not yet?
Nah, you know, this is what I got. I got my daughter has my two granddaughters, and they're not going to have any more kids. Then I got my oldest son, and my youngest son. They don't got any girlfriends, man. They got, they're playing video games. I don't know. I was chasing skirts severely when I was their age, but the guys these days, they just don't. And then I got my middle boy. He's had a long-term girlfriend, but I can't really call her girlfriend because she's an older lady. I mean, she's got her own kids and stuff, and I don't think she's looking to have any more kids. She might not even be able to at this stage.
But you're not a great-grandfather yet, or have kids already? You're not a great-great-granddad.
Not great, no. My oldest granddaughter just turned 11.
My mother is a great-grandmother, but not me, not yet. The kids are only like 15 and 16, the oldest.
My 11-year-old...
Pretty soon. Before you blink, they'll already have kids, and then I'll be a great-grandfather within, I would say, five or six years.
Hopefully not too quick. But my oldest just passed her black belt.
Let them do their studies. All these did judo. They all... champions and stuff in judo. Now
She's just about a black belt now.
Nice. And you would bring her to classes and everything? Yeah, Taekwondo, Korean karate.
Well,
I studied it also.
In fact, my youngest son is taking her tonight to her class because I'm here, with you on the blog talk. But otherwise, I'd probably be taking her.
Oh, we're only going to do it once a month. That's it. Next month, the 27th is taken because it's a Saturday. They don't want us to broadcast. So we're going to broadcast on the 26th of November.
That works for me.
6:30. Yeah. Once a month is cool.
Yeah.
I heard that Donna had to go to a rehab for her heart. I wanted to ask her, how do they rehab your heart? That's a good question, huh?
Well, I'm worried she got that COVID jab before she had the heart problems.
Yeah. Because it could be COVID gives you, or they take the Pfizer shot and they get, blood clots in their legs and they get pain in their joints. It's like secondary effects. Which is telling you right there, your body's trying to reject it. Why would you want to put something in you if your body's trying to reject it? Your own immune system, you can boost it to fight anything.
I saw this doctor last night, and he was showing how when he put a drop of the Pfizer shot in some blood, it immediately caused the blood to not be able to carry oxygen. And like the blood cell didn't actually die. It didn't clot. It just couldn't carry oxygen. You know how blood turns kind of real red when it's in the...
The red hemoglobins and the white hemoglobin.
The hemoglobin could no longer bond to oxygen when you took the Pfizer shot.
That's crazy.
And on top of that...
That's crazy.
On top of that, there was debris in the shot. Debris. I mean, just stuff left over from manufacturing.
It wasn't filtered, right? There's junk in there.
It wasn't filtered. It was a poor manufacturing. It was shoddy manufacturing. It was just junk.
Yeah, they were in a hurry.
Yeah. Well, they can whatever they're not reliable. So they just ram it through no matter what. No, are you crazy?
You're better off boosting. There's ways to boost your own immune system and keep away from crowds. that may have it.
Well, I stay home,
I go shopping, and that's it, and I come home.
Well, I keep waiting for people with a mask because I figure the mask people are probably have already got their shot, so they could be shedding COVID. So I steer clear from them.
I would say
this lady here around the corner. She had her husband. I saw her. She said her husband died, and I knew he'd been kind of sick. And she was all sad. I thought, oh, it'll be okay. You know where he's at now and all that. And then I saw her like a week after that, and I just wanted to warn her. And I said, look, whatever you do, don't get that COVID shot. She goes, oh, I already got it. And I said, you did? I said, you have any side effects? She goes, no, I feel okay, you know. And I said, did your husband get it? And she goes, oh, yeah, but it had nothing to do with his death. He got it about a month before he died. And you know, I didn't want to rub it in, you know. I'm like, oh, okay.
It could
you know.
Have made more complications than anything, you know what I mean? Because it's giving you a punch in your immune system.
It's a bioweapon. It's a bioweapon.
And now they have the Delta variant. What comes after the Delta? The Echo variant they use in the military?
That's a lot of crap. You remember the Delta variant with the Hong Kong flu? How about the H1N1?
Yeah.
You know? Come on. Here's what happens. All these lung viruses, they don't get stronger. They get weaker. That's how they survive.
Right.
You know, once they get stronger, or like smallpox, they go extinct because people, you know, and on top of that, there's no natural carriers in nature except humans. So,
right.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, this is nuts. This is nuts. I will take this.
This is a story I heard, Tomas, that in Wuhan, China, in some flea market thing, market out there, somehow a bat, these people eat
that's
bats.
Crap. That's crap.
They bought
that's
a
crap.
Bat.
Look,
this is a story. They bought a bat, and the bat was infected that person. But what infected the bat? A monkey.
No.
It's like a movie.
NIH just
that movie Contagious.
Well, didn't you see NIH just admitted that they were doing gain of function research? You know, because they're covering their ass because they know it's coming out. So they go, there was gain of function. We told Tony Fauci we shouldn't be doing this kind of stuff. And Fauci, he's going down.
And now they're saying in Wuhan, China, there's nobody with the COVID virus. It's eliminated.
It's a
convenient.
It's a bioattack. It's a bioattack wrapped in an information war, is what it is.
Right, like SARS.
And
remember
like,
when they did SARS and they put it in the subway?
What's it say?
The white powder.
This is SARS too. This is SARS too. This is a
It's the same variant, just a little stronger, a little different. It's crazy.
Yeah, these guys
playing God. This is what happens when you play God. You get
play
burnt.
God, yeah.
Because you're not God. We're not God. We shouldn't be playing with those things. Especially
chemical
warfare.
One of these leaders was talking about they're going to take away our rights because we wouldn't do this and that. And I'm like, wait a minute. Who do you think they are, God? I mean, if they're God, I thought they would.
No, that's communism. This is the United States of America. I don't think communism flies here too good.
Well, they're trying.
And if they try, they're just going to get knocked down. They're going to be voted out of existence because nobody really wants that.
Well, unfortunately, we voting here is ceremonial. It's ceremonial voting. You know, they don't count your votes. We haven't had an honest election probably who knows? Certainly, we've never had a totally honest election. Okay, never.
Since they went digital. That was the open door to do whatever they want, switch the numbers around. It's digital. You could do it. Well, anybody who knows computers can do it.
Well, but they get old school stuff, too. The dead's been voting for years. And, you know, the Democrats are the party of God because the Democrats always get the dead vote by a landslide.
And they use the cemetery and dead people as voters.
Well, you keep the voter
get
rolls.
Get the numbers up.
People should be like, for instance, you moved down to Florida. What you ought to do is you ought to check those voter rolls in New Jersey. You can do it. You go online and check. Don Dominguez in there and see if you're still on the voter rolls. Because if you are,
right.
the Democrats will use that place and they'll vote Democrat for you. The thing is, too, the reason why the Democrats don't really actually do as well in elections as Republicans, even though they win elections, is because the Democrat rank and file people have learned through the years they don't even have to vote. The party votes for them.
Sure.
You know, I mean, here's the thing.
We're living in the Georgia, twilight zone. That's where we're living.
In Georgia, they just found out that an election, election board.
Yep.
Ordered over a million mail-in votes like the day before the election. Now, how do you order a million mail-in votes the day before? You can't mail out. You know, there's no sense.
And how many mail-in votes were found after they were all counted?
Yeah, and how many?
50,
how many
80, 100,000 mail-in votes disappeared.
And 150% of the electorate voted.
Right. So, you know it's being manipulated because the process lets it be manipulated. I'm sure if it's in front of the table of somebody and they're looking at them, they can't get away with it. But since they're doing it from afar, from the internet, whichever way they can, they got away with it. And now it's history. Now we got to look forward. We can't look back anymore. They did it. That's
I think it was abroad. It was a broad attack. Oh, we got to look back. We got to figure, you know, we got to show this so it'll never happen again. And they are making progress.
To the future, to the kids, so they know, so they'll be wise not to repeat it again.
Well, that's
all
that's going to
happen.
We
can't go back and not do it and make somebody out, you know what I mean, a different outcome. We can't. That's a conundrum.
So you can't fix
we have to move forward.
The only way you can, the only constitutional way to fix this is the Congress has to impeach Biden and install Trump, and that ain't going to happen.
Who would have to do that? Congress? Senators? Who?
Congress, The Congress, 51% of the Congress would have to impeach Biden.
Vote
two-thirds of the Senate would have to vote to impeach. So like 66 senators would have to vote to impeach, and 51% of the, you know, like 200 and something would have
to
vote to
impeach. And you know the Democrats are not going
to
do it because they're with Biden.
No, of course
they're
not
going to go against their own president. They're not going to do that.
No.
Even if it's right,
they don't care.
They're in power.
And what they want
to
do.
And what is it? Absolute power corrupts absolutely, Tomas.
Well, they want to whack him, but they want to blame one of us on doing it. That's what they would like to do, is to whack him.
They're saying that today he stumbled and that he was mumbling. Maybe Camila is going to be the first female president, and they're going to take him out because he's not fit to be president because of his age.
Well,
maybe he gets Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
Something will come up, and she'll be the first female president in history.
That's a shame, too. The same all women, with her being the first.
Or maybe Trump's son will come, and Ron Paul's son. That would be a good mix right there.
Well, in the future, they can always wipe it clean. They can say, no, she wasn't. We're going to say that she wasn't the legitimate vice president.
By then, we'll be in our 80s, Tomas.
I don't recognize
the way the country's going.
I don't recognize them as legitimate leaders in this country. I don't.
No.
I don't recognize.
No, we just continue with our lives. Today, I went to Ace Hardware. I picked up a smoke alarm, two filters, and a paintbrush, $108.
My God almighty.
Everything is up. Everything is up. Over here, gasoline is close to $4.39 a gallon. That's too much.
Wow. We're still paying about $3.30.
Yeah. We got to pay the stimulus back somehow. That's why we're in debt, because everybody got their stimulus money and they used it. Some people are saving it under their mattress, and they're not going to use it. It's not going to go back into the system. There's no saying that you've got to spend that money. People keep it if they want to.
Well, we've done our part. We spent a lot of money in the last in the last year. We put in those mini splits. You know the mini splits?
But we're paying back the stimulus with everything that's going up. A 2x4, what used to be, what, $20? Now it's $70. What the hell is that for a 2x4?
Well, not a 2x4, but a 4x8 sheet of plywood.
Plywood or
God.
Something, yeah.
80 bucks.
It tripled. It tripled,
yeah.
or
I know, because
over the double.
I was building my citrus house in 2019, okay? And I
right.
was thinking, oh, this wood is so expensive. My God. And then after all this stuff hit, I'm begging for those prices in 2019.
I wish. Today,
it's
terrible. It's terrible.
And like we're doing, like I said, we're
the
doing okay financially. My wife is making killer. She's making killer. She was approaching like $200,000 she made last year. She's working
that's
so much.
Money.
And
yeah.
and on top
but
of that,
she's doing a blessed profession. She's helping others. You know what I mean? She's helping others. You know, you got to thank her for her service because that's a service. What she's doing.
Well, I'm also Cuban cheap. I don't spend any money.
There's always going to be sick people, Tomas. Always. There's always going to be places like that for her to work. Just especially down here, down south. There's a hospital every quarter mile here. There's a hospital.
Yeah, but
everybody comes to retire here.
Now. But that's where the people are being killed. They're being killed in the hospitals.
Because they're not following the protocol, and people are going to the hospital.
Well, they are following the
and
protocol.
For nothing.
That's the problem.
They're not sick,
they
and there's people sick there, and they're getting sick. I've seen it happen. The hospital's right here. I see it happen all the time.
No, what they do is they tell them, go home and don't come back until you're really sick. And when they come back and they're really sick because they've had the COVID shot and now their blood
right.
can't carry oxygen anymore, and they're having
right.
heart attacks, they're having lung
problems.
Yeah,
lung
their blood
problems. Oxygen level is like 65. That's crazy. It brings your blood oxygen level very low.
And then they put them on a ventilator and blow their lungs out and essentially, you know, kill them.
Yeah. And that's it. They die. That's it.
If, you know,
and
what
if they're sick,
on the ventilator,
and if they're sick to start with, it's even worse. Because then they call it complications of COVID.
What good if you put you on a ventilator if your blood won't carry oxygen? You know?
Exactly.
That's stupid.
They're just killing you. That's it. They're going to rip
you
your lungs out. That's what's going to happen.
Old guys, all the money they took all through the years so they could pay us old guys now at our old age, they already spent it, Don.
Yep.
They spent it.
Yeah.
Put a big fat IOU.
And how about all these people that died from COVID that were on Social Security, where does that money go? That was their money. It goes back into the system.
Gone.
It's a big rigmarole. But what are you going to do? You got to go with the flow.
Social Security dies with you.
It's supposed to, but it goes back
millions,
into the system.
Billions.
Unless your wife or let's say you got nobody to leave the money to. The government takes
it. There's no leaving money. There's no leaving money with Social Security. It goes when you die.
Yeah.
Same with my mom, pension.
My dad died, right? And my mom took my father's Social Security, which was a little more. They let her do that. But now her money is gone. She's got his money, but her money, they took it back. It's gone.
Right.
They sucked it up. Now, where does that money go? Who knows?
Congress does a
black ops. They don't even ask what's it for. They just give them the $3 million or the $20 million.
Now, here's what they did. Back in the early 80s, during the Reagan administration, they figured out that there's no way they're going to have enough money to pay Social Security when people like me and you get old. So they said, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to raise Social Security. It used to be like 1.5% on like the first 40,000, okay, and nothing after that. Then they raised it up to like 8%, you know, real high. But they said, that's okay, we're going to put it away as a war chest, and then we'll have it when Don retires. But as soon as they took the tax, they started spending it and putting IOUs in there. Said, don't worry, the Treasury will back it up, blah, blah, blah. And then you realize, where's the Treasury get the money? They get it from us taxpayers. So in other words, we get to pay ourselves back with interest. for money we already paid, double tax. And they don't have the money. That's why they're whacking us. They don't have the money. They don't have the money to pay it. So in other words,
that's
they got to kill us because they can't afford to pay us.
Well, which is what the birth certificate, that's why. Your birth certificate is good for them because they know you. And when you die, you got to get a death certificate. And you're out of the system. You're out of the loop because you're dead.
Well, you heard about
the money.
Is
that you left. It stays. It continues.
You heard.
You're dead, but the money stays here.
Democrat, you heard the latest Democrat tax proposal, right?
Right.
It's taxing unearned capital gains. You know what that means? That means,
what?
Let's say the house you're living in right now is worth, we'll pick a
right.
number out, $200,000. Your house is worth $200,000
right.
down in Florida. Then next year, the house has increased in value. It's now worth $220,000. You haven't sold it,
right?
But it's going up in value. That extra $20,000,
right.
federal government going to take they're going to tax that.
Again,
you know, before
right.
you even sell it, they're going
right.
to tax unrealized capital gains.
Yeah.
Unrealized capital gains. Plus, there's a 8 cents a mile tax in this bill. Every mile
wow.
you drive, they pay 8 cents. Tell me about it. That's going to add up.
And if you drive, you drive 24,000 miles, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it adds up. It adds up.
It adds up.
So I may be coming down to Florida.
You're going to take the kids out and stuff? You're going to come to Florida? What are you going to do?
I may be coming down to Florida in February. I tell you what's happening is my wife just got back from Spain, okay? She flew over to Spain, see her dad. He's in early 80s, you know, for his birthday and stuff. And I could have gone, but I'm not going to fly, 12 hours in a plane with a damn mask over my face.
With a mask on, you can't breathe.
No, I can't do it.
You might as well just let
so
the oxygen cups up from the top and you just have some
oxygen,
right?
I can't hardly breathe
anyway.
It would
be better.
I can't hardly breathe
It would be better than
a
having
plane.
A mask.
So now she's going to go to visit her mom, supposedly, February. Now, whether that's going
to
go through or not, with all the stuff. But, yeah. But if she does that, then I'm, for like a week, I got nothing to do, you know? So I may just die down in Florida, spend a week down there in Florida.
In March, we're going to have the MacDill Air Force Air Fest.
Well,
the Blue
February.
Angels are going to be here, the Thunderbirds. You can walk the whole
you
base.
Get the Blue Angels.
You can go in everything.
You get the Blue Angels.
I'll
here.
Be there.
You get the Blue Angels here. When the Blue Angels
yeah.
come here every year in May, it's when the
Annapolis?
Yeah, the Naval Academy is only about 5 miles away. So when the in the graduation, when the Blue Angels come here, they do flyovers all through the whole area.
Nice.
And I mean, I'm telling you, man.
Over here they
do
air shows
and
bomb simulations and stuff like that.
The dogs and children, terrifies them because these guys go screaming by. I'm telling you. They're like 100 feet over their head, these jets. And I'm 100
feet
over
the best thing about it, Tomas, it's free. It's not. It they don't charge for the show. You can just go through security and walk right in the base. Bring yourself a beach chair and sit down and watch the show for free.
When Obama was president, they didn't fly over. They wouldn't fly over.
No.
Something was
going
on.
New York must be hell, too, now. They went through
I
a lot
go to
over
New York.
There.
New York is like it's like New York, Philadelphia. They're like zombie land.
Yep.
People walking around all stoned out of their head. Crime everywhere. It's trash.
The subway's full of cockroaches and rats the size of cats.
Yeah. And then you
can
get a person can murder you.
They can't control the pest population. I guess they can't. It's probably bigger than the human race by now in New York.
Well, everything is designed to destabilize our country. You know, all these things like, for instance, this supposed supply shortages and the COVID shot demands, and it's going to cause all these cops and firemen to leave their jobs. Well, that they want to do that. They want to destabilize society. This is a military attack.
Listen, I said it. The minute we get our stimulus checks, and the new president comes on board, everything is going up. what happened? Everything is going up. The prophecy has come to rise because it's here. We're all paying for it, way or another.
Everything Alex Jones has said has come true.
Because we can be self-sufficient, but we got to get gas. We got to go get eggs or whatever we need to buy that we can't produce ourselves. We got to buy it. I have no other choice. I have to pay the price.
Well, I don't know. You'll see my operation up here.
I'm sure you're self-sufficient, you know, because the art of self-reliance self-sufficient.
I'm not really self-sufficient. I mean, I buy food at the store and everything, but I tell you what, I could be self-sufficient.
But you
if
do
I
a
had
lot
to.
For
you
yourself.
Have to do it.
You use
you have
your
to
ground,
do it out.
You use
I,
the
I
well
probably,
water.
Yeah. Well, actually, I also have rainwater I store. Just in case the electric goes out, I don't have
and
a
you
well.
You have to pay for sewer. Over here, we got to pay for sewer, but it's included in the water bill.
Yeah, I pay for sewer.
And there's no gas. There's only electric. There's no gas.
Well, I got propane. We put the propane in here, and we hardly use any electric now because electric is expensive.
Yeah, that's
I
what I have a backup generator on propane.
I have about 5,000 pounds of food I've made this year. I mean, honey and peaches, apples. I probably have about 50 quarts of tomato sauce from the tomatoes I grew,
nice.
And then preserved. Yeah, I mean, it's incredible how much food I've grown, and we still have food growing. I've got tomatoes out in the garden ripening still. I've got probably 50 leek plants, 50 leeks. I got onions, spring onions, carrots. Cabbages. I mean, it's just, and then of course I got my citrus trees growing in the citrus house. Although there's no fruit on them yet, they're still young. But I'm hoping this time next year I'm going to have citrus.
What I got in the backyard is curry trees because the owner here used to be Indian and he used to use the curry tree. And I have four papaya trees. Papaya.
That'd be
so
nice.
When I get the papayas, I'm going to make them to preserve, and I'll send you some.
Sweet. And we got
lots
of
nice papaya preserves and guava. We have guava, a mango. If you like mango.
And another thing I did was.
My mom makes preserves out of it.
Another thing I did was I made a bass pond. I think I told you about the bass pond.
And you got
fish
in
pond
there?
I made on. I got about,
nice.
Well, I got 49 bass and 49 bass. I got them as fingerlings. They're only about an inch long, and they tripled, quadrupled in size already. They've been in there about 3 months. So next year, I'll have my own bass. You know, and then my wife has her koi pond, and these kois are like 2 feet long.
I saw that. I saw pictures of that when you had it on Facebook. But you haven't been on Facebook
very
in 20 years. Your Facebook page has spider webs on it.
Yeah, I don't
it's still there, but it has spider webs. You haven't been on there for years.
Yeah, I don't go on his Facebook anymore. I quit them and I quit Twitter.
People write to you there, and I go there, and people write to you, and I put ads about this show, and they wish you happy birthday, and they wish you well and everything. You know, people love you, man. They're cool. You're cool.
But I'm on Gab, though. I'm on Gab.
Yeah, me too. I got on Gab, too. I put on announcements for the show. We're getting more callers and more callers.
I get a lot of people feedback on Gab. The people that do seem to like the things I say, you know, and talk about. I guess I give it to honest, you know. I'm telling it right off the hip, you know. I'm the skunk at the picnic. I just if it's true, I got to tell it, you know. And they don't like it, okay.
Like when
if
you did
want,
your blog,
you
what happened to your blog, the Tomas Estrada Palma blog?
No, it got hacked and they took it over. So they took it over, and now they blog for me. And there's no way I can, you know, I have no ability to get in there and, you know.
Right. No, you go on Gab, and that's it. Or you don't have Instagram?
I like Gab a lot.
You don't have
Instagram? No, I never did
Instagram,
Telegram. I didn't do any of that. Today was the first day.
MoneyGram, CandyGram.
Today was the first day I ever texted. I texted.
Wow.
I'm a texter. Because I'm trying to buy a window for this citrus house, for the front, the one window. I want to replace the front one. So I got a deal on Craigslist. A guy $99 for a nice window. They're right in the front.
Nice.
So that's
it's beautiful.
But
I love when the changes and all the leaves fall. All the squirrels come out and they're gathering the nuts from the walnut tree. We have a big walnut tree.
It's green here, man. That really does. It's just now starting to change
a little bit. They're already turning brown and yellow, and they're falling off. And every 2 days, I got to get the rake, gather them up, put them in a plastic bag, and leave it outside, and the community takes them away. Not like in Pennsylvania, we used to burn them in a barrel. You can't do that here. You can't burn your leaves.
Well, I rake them up, and I mix them up with garbage and coffee grounds.
And make a compost.
And chicken manure. And I make a compost, man. And it gets hot. It gets hot, 120 degrees. It's 120 degrees, these compost piles. They start smoking sometimes.
Yeah.
So I got there by the city.
Now
house.
It's the perfect time for barbecue because it's not that hot, you know. Especially now at this time.
Well,
it's nice and cool. Did your sun go down yet over there or not? This one goes down in 20 minutes. The sun goes down here.
It's down now. It's down now. It's dark. It's after 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
You can still see a little bit of light.
7:10, 7:20, it's pitch black. And you know how it is here.
Yeah.
I don't know in Maryland. There's no street lights, and it's really dark. When you drive at night here, you better have fog lights or a strong beam lights because it's dark. I mean,
pitch black.
If you turn your lights off, it's dark.
And you got alligators down there.
Here too. And we got turtles that knock on your door, and then they try to run away, but we always see them because they're slow. But it's a true story.
Yeah.
They come, and they go like this on the door. I go, who's in the door? And I'm looking forward, but I didn't look down. And when I look, the turtle's leaving. Big turtle. I guess he wanted food. I don't know. They're like, they have no fear of humans. They come right up to the house. Because there's ponds behind each house here.
We have red foxes here. I wouldn't say they're afraid of humans, but they don't mind living here amongst us, you know. And I don't mind because they eat the squirrels and other things, you know.
Yeah. And we got boas, cottonmouth, rattlesnakes, gardener snakes, black snakes.
We got all those. And we got the water moccasins that are worse.
You got to be careful.
We have copperheads right here. I found two copperheads right on my property.
Wow.
I had one of them.
They're coming from around. How far are you from the ocean?
Like 2 blocks.
That's not bad. That's right
two
there.
Blocks.
That's right.
There was a 5-gallon bucket in front of the house there, and I looked in it.
Two street lights from the Gulf of Mexico. I'm two street lights from the Gulf of Mexico.
I'm right there
in the middle. If I shoot an arrow from the shore, I'll hit Texas. It's right across. If I had a boat, I can go straight to Texas or down to Mexico. Either one.
I looked in this 5-gallon bucket, and I seen a snake, you know. Well, it was a small snake. And I thought, what kind of snake is that, you know? And I looked at it, and I thought, I don't know. So I took a stick, you know, and kind of poked down at it and said, you know, jump. Oh, that's a copperhead. I took it down to a little wooded area and let it free down there because they eat, you know, rats and things. So I wasn't going to kill it.
Well, Tomas, we're off the air. And I guess December 26 or whatever, you know. It was nice talking to
like
you, man. God bless you and your family.
I'll be heading off to bed, man. That's my bedtime now.
All right, buddy. You have a good night, man. God bless you.
All right, man. I'll talk to you. Be cool.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
There is a sixth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the sunlight of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area that might be called the Twilight Zone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Don Royce Roy and Tomas Estrada Palma Think Tank Talk Show Radio. We're one of a kind here to shock your mind with this rhythm and rhyme because it is all ours. Remember, the truth is far-fetched, but you can coexist knowing one thing. Do your own research. Form your own opinion. When all opinions coincide, then you have something to strive for on Think Talk Radio with Don Royce Roy and Tomas Estrada Palma.
Hello, this is Matthew McConaughey, and I love driving down the highway in my Lincoln Continental, rolling a nice little booger and throwing it out the window, and having a fly come and swallow it instead of hitting the windshield. It gives those calm, quiet moments of serenity and peace. And this is Matthew McConaughey saying, listen to the Don Royce Roy and Tomas Estrada Palma Think Tech Talk Radio, because he's one of a kind. He's able to shock your mind. And now on with the show, and here is your host.
Hey, everyone, this is Don Royce Roy. How you doing? And welcome to Think Tank Talk Radio. Today, a special invitation, a manipulation, altercation. Remember, the road to perseverance lies on the motivation and stamina of going forward. Move ahead. Tattoo detective, it's not too late because you've got to whip it.
En esta noche, agosto 27, vamos a llamar los muertos, o unos muertos más de uno. Hay que tocar la tierra tres veces. ¿Qué muerto aparece? Oiga, este es Fidel Castro. Me tiene el diablo aquí abajo, reviviendo mi vida. Y sigue, y tengo que revivir mi vida. Esos tabacos me han jodido. Raúl, apúrate y llega para acá que me hace falta tu ayuda. Está Che Guevara comiendo mierda con Felipe el Segundo y con Hitler y con Napoleón. ¿Qué pasa, tan loco? Bueno, me tengo que ir para atrás porque el diablo quiere que yo revivide Guantánamo. Pero en esta vez los americanos van a ganar y se va a volver Cuba un Las Vegas moderno. ¿Qué cosa más grande? Este diablo me tiene loco. Me tengo que ir, hasta luego. Toca la tierra tres veces.
There is a sixth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the sunlight of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area that might be called the Twilight Zone.
There is a fifth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition, and it lies between the pit of man's fears and the summit of his knowledge. This is the dimension of imagination. It is an area which we call the Twilight Zone.
An absolute power corrupts absolutely, but knowing the difference absolutely means everything. Peace, love, and harmony. This is Don Roiceroy signing off for Block Talk Radio with Don Roiceroy and Tomas Estrada Palma, Think Tank Talk Radio. Thank you. Until November 26th at 6:30 p.m., stay tuned for another show. Goodbye, everyone. God bless.